Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 28th. Happy Missions Monday. We are not highlighting a mission partner this week, but we did have a parent-child dedication yesterday that was wonderful, and it made me think about the mission of Mountain Brook Baptist and upholding these families. And so I'm just going to pray by name, the first names of all the children that are on the roll of the infant class when we end the podcast today. Before we enter into our daily readings, let's go over our memory verse. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." All right, let's do it one more time, and this time repeat after me. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Our passages today are John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, Mark 8, 27 through 38, and Proverbs chapter 28, verse 4, beginning with Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." "How are these things possible?" Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe it if I tell you about heavenly things?" In this passage, Nicodemus, who is a religious man, comes to Jesus at night. He is searching. He knows that Jesus does miraculous things and that he's sent from God, and yet he just cannot understand. He is blinded. As we learned yesterday, the disciples were spiritually blind in some ways as well. And Jesus talks to him about spiritual rebirth, not just knowledge or being able to do all the right religious practices. It's about a birth that happens in us, that we're made new through the Spirit. And so I pray for you even now that as people who believe in Jesus, we believe we have the Holy Spirit. But I also think that we can pray for fullness of the Spirit, for more manifestation of the Spirit's work in our lives, for more awareness of the Spirit's presence, and for us to listen as the Spirit guides. Our second passage is Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. This is Peter's declaration about Jesus and Jesus' teaching on the cross. "Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, 'Who do people say I am?' 'Well,' they replied, 'some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others say you are one of the prophets.' Then he asked them, 'But who do you say I am?' Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Then Jesus began to tell them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of the law. He would be killed, but 3 days later, he would rise from the dead. As he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples, then reprimanded Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." Then, calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up on your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Before we move on, let's just talk about this passage a bit. Peter confesses that Jesus is the Messiah. This is a very pivotal part of Mark's gospel, where it goes from people asking, "Who is this?" to "What has he come to do?" So here in this passage, Jesus is telling them, "I have come to die." So Peter gets it right that he is the Messiah, but only partially, because after he confesses Jesus is the Messiah, he then tries to tell him, no, you don't have to die. And did you catch what Jesus said in response? "Get behind me, Satan." And I thought, in what areas of my life am I allowing that rhetoric of the evil one to take precedent in my thoughts or in my actions? And so I just want to encourage us today that we walk closely with the Lord and we ask him to help us take up that cross and follow him. Our final passage is Proverbs chapter 28, verse 4. "To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Help us to be a people, O Lord, who follow your law and also are a people who follow the laws of the land, that our obedience to what the land's laws are is just a testimony of our obedience to you. Now, I'm not talking about nations where it's illegal to read God's word or to pray to God. We know that in those instances when God's law and man's law stand in opposition to one another, we always have to choose God's law. But oftentimes we try to make little caveats for ourselves in not wanting to obey man's law. For me, it's, the speed limit or things like that. And so, Lord, give us a heart that is obedient. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you end this time together with me in prayer? Father, we want awareness of your Spirit at work in our lives. We thank you that you are ever close and you are like the wind and you can rush through our lives and we can feel you. And I pray for that. And I pray for that for the children of this church. We call out their names to you, Lord. And we ask that they would grow to love and serve you, and that they would take up their cross and they would follow you. And in that regard, we pray for Andrew and Ivy, for Catherine and Matthew, and Heidi and Beau and Charlotte and Olivia and Samantha and Thomas and Marshall and Virginia and Gaskell and Shields and the others that have been born who haven't made it onto the infant Sunday morning Bible study roll just yet. Lord, you know their names, and Wayne has mentioned them recently in his pastoral prayer. We pray for their families. We pray thanking you for your goodness. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.